DeLorean is a Portland, Oregon-based band that started out playing country rock that's been compared to music acts ranging from Townes Van Zandt to Neil Young. But they moved steadily into pop music territory. The band's new album, called The Unfazed, is their first in nearly 4 years. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
30 years, I'm nearly halfway home. More or less, I'll never know. Well, my heart's been broken, but my heart's still strong. If I find love, if I find love, I won't let go.
DeLorean lead singer Al James sings, "If I find love, I won't let it go." It's a measure of his vocal dexterity that he manages to make that conditional phrase sound wistful and, from the way he mashes the last 5 words together, both hopeless and hopeful. Conflicted is Al James's default mode. On that same song, "If I Find Love," he admits, "The trouble is I've been on both sides, been a jealous husband and with others' wives." And yet, emerging from soggy Oregon after 4 years of touring and writing, DeLorean does not sound dolorous. The band's music is deliberate but not maudlin. Its brooding has a stand-up straight backbone.
Drunk sailors, wild as pure light, joy each morning. Middle of the night and your phone keeps ringing. It's your new life calling. You pick it up or let it go to the machine. Either way, there's no denying. The best of intentions never went out over true love's brutal timing.
That's the kind of music that gets DeLorean compared to Neil Young, with its Down by the River guitar chords and the way Al James curls his voice up into a keening but polite wail. What distinguishes the song most is the way the lushness of the melody contrasts with the rumination in the lyrics. This is even more meticulously apparent in another song about squabbling lovers called Thin Skin.
It only takes one bird under the saddle. And you and I, babe, oh, we do battle. Seems like we're just too thin-skinned.
"I can't believe it would be better if you were as tough as nails and I was tough as leather," sings Al James in the refrain. James is a sensitive singer-songwriter in the best sense. He describes his own emotions, yes, but he also seeks to get under the skin of the person he's involved with. Specifically, he says, "I'll do my best to see your point of view if you do your best to see that I'm not such a bad guy." This is, of course, the stuff of 1,000 self-help couples therapy books, so what makes James's insights useful is the music that underpins them. And what the DeLorean Quintet offers is mood music that summons up the states of romantic frustration, confusion, and curiosity with few traces of self-pity.
"I lied when we met. It was an honest mistake. I said I could wait for your past to fade away.
The sweet boy in the title of that song is the narrator himself. It's a variation on the old idea that the love of a good woman makes him a better man. Oh, what a sweet boy you've made of me. This is stated over a slow rhythm that's almost a dragging waltz. The entire creation is potentially insufferable, but DeLorean has a way of making such music rich and sweet. On the title song of this album, The Unfazed, Al James recites a list of things he's unfazed by. Unfazed by pain, unfazed by love, he sings. He's also unfazed by jokes with no punchline and live until he dies. It can seem on a first listen that DeLorean's new album is a slow-paced journey into Al James's navel. But he's unfazed by that, too. He knows that as you continue to listen, you're going to get caught up in the things he's caught up in, trying to put to music the clutter that comprises a life together. And he's unfazed by that daunting challenge, too.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed The Unfazed by the band DeLorean. You can join us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air. And you can download podcasts of our show at freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Shorrock. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne Marie Baldonado, Joan Tui Westman, Sam Brigger, John Myers, John Sheehan, Lauren Krenzel, and Heidi Simon. WHYY's chief content officer is Christine Dempsey. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.